did McLuhan know that words create?
Yes. And sent those words.
He knew that. And then he wrote about these non-mouth media.
Right.
Talked about how they changed language.
He didn't say they changed words. He said they changed language. Language doesn't have anything to do with creation. Words have everything to do with creation. Language is the setup so you can have a common printing press expression of marvelous creating words. Those are organized in laundry baskets called language. If you want to ask about dialects, you can ask about that. Dialects are expressions, personal expressions within a caliber of a language that's already been sorted. So you have English, you have King's English, you have Broken English, you've got Southern English, you see, you got different types. That sets up even a degree of individuality within the words confined within a language, confined within a culture.
If you speak dialect, are you creating?
You are. Dialect is your version of words.
So you're saying the difference between language and words?
Yes. Marshall's
language is printing press and movies, the thing that changes.
Language just organizes so everybody gets the same conversation. But Marshall said even that's silly because when you organize everybody into the same furrow of understanding language, then those understandings turn into 50,000 definitions for every word. And now look at there. You can't even print a dictionary anymore because they're out of date for the time they get printed because they have five different definitions of B.
He pointed out that printed uniform language would be scrambled by the new electric languages. But words,
and it is, and it is.
The content, and man would be words.
That's how man was created, but that's what they said in Genesis. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and God was with the Word.
So the book of Revelation shows the development of languages, which would be maybe an aspect of the beast around the throne.
And the conversion of those languages back into the Word.
What are the elders representing?
The elders, 24 elders, represent the flow of an individual human creator coming back into their place of power. The 24 is every degree of applied less thanness. Standing is the ascended elder as representation of you in your place of power.
So the elders are cultural representations of someone in their power.
Yes. So when you get on your throne and you have 24 elders around you, you'll look over and go, oh, yeah, hello, elder. Yep, you're Marshall McLuhan. Yep, you're an elder. You're Marshall McLuhan.
Right.
Oh, yeah, look at there. Look at there. There's Walter. Hey, Walter.
And then there'd be Frank Zappa. All the holy office.
Zappa. And those offices for you are just stages that you went through that were significant but really didn't get you anywhere.
That's exactly what I meant by saying there are archetypes of the outer world, images of charisma that you might have identified with, but when you're truly in your throne, they're not important.
Very good.
Okay.
They are representations in your place of power because that'll be the confines of the embracing. Once you get to that place, you can really start discussing Marshall McLuhan then.
Which we're doing right now.
Well, imagine that.
So what would the beast be archetypes of?
Done this already. Remember what they have different faces. A face of a lion, face of a man, the different faces. Those are contrasts within the world without your place of power that you give significance regarding them.
Ah, that's why I said they're environments of, it's almost like the heavenly realms, environments of toil and struggle in the outer kingdom.
Exactly, but there ain't no devil involved in it. These are angels that created these beasts.
Angels created them.
That's what John said, Bob, you act like you never heard it before. Oh,
well, no, I realized talking to Brian that I would have to actually go back and listen to these tapes because I was so involved.
Well, he's only done it about 20 times. He is in the truck a bit.
He listens to them two or three times, yeah, and he still doesn't know much, just figured it out. But I was thinking that I might have to listen to them again to find out what was really said because I was too engaged in making them.
That is exactly right. But now for you, Bob, it works well because you're very, very together in your questioning.
Right, I know what I
don't
know.
You don't remember. You know what you don't know. You don't have a clue what the answer was, but you know every single question that's been broached.
But I realized I never got to determine what any of those things were because I was learning as we went through the chapters and unfolded
first time, yes.
But I did have an intuition that, now I may be wrong in calling them archetypes of the Outer Kingdom.
It's okay, because you don't mean anything by it.
I mean something within the I Am world, that those things are the environment that's given to you or you allowed to be created by default outside of yourself. Because when you get to the throne and ultimate creator, you create everything.
I mean, you do already anyway.
But you become aware of it, and then it's up to you what to create.
Ah, so now the only difference between an ascending and ascended is awareness.
I don't know if that's the... Maybe. You know,
well,
I mean,
what do you mean?
We take that word, there's a lot of argument over what the hell that means. You just have to get it.
Well,
put it out, and then people argue, and they don't get it. Man, we did that on cash flow. We argued about consciousness, remember, several shows ago.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody had all kinds of different email suggestions about what it was. It's that play. I don't try to find out which word it is. I just notice everybody thinks their word is where it's at. And to the degree they notice other words and coming from different people, that's the important point, is watching how everybody thinks their word is it.
But their word is it. Now, it's not about language. This is about words.
Right. So you got the elders represent states of our psychological wisdom or beings.
Okay, that's not too terrible bad, but clean it up a little bit. States of an individual concept or precept that humans, in their place of less than, not in their place of power, gave great importance regarding.
The elders. Okay, I get that. And then the beasts represent what we literally think of beasts, a bit of a contrast to us.
No, the beast is what you judge how you're doing in correlation to the four representations of the beast.
Is that judging through contrast?
Well, Bob, that's what you're doing in creation, is judging contrast.
I asked you about the elves. What do the beasts represent?
It's all those aspects in the human condition. One had the face of a lion. One had a face of a beast, of a bear.
They'd be environments.
Not so much environment, it's how you engage. One had the face of a man. How you engage with other human beings can be a beast.
That sounds like Outer Kingdom cultural rules.
It is Outer Kingdom until you bring them into your Middle Kingdom, which is what the angel was telling John, is it works in the Outer Kingdom until you bring them into your Middle Kingdom, and then they become a deal.
Then they don't work.
Well, they don't apply.
When you bring things to your Middle Kingdom, they don't apply. They just become your now, or that's odd.
Because you know it. What do you mean it's odd?
Okay, Middle Kingdom is when you know it.
Yeah.
They're not a projection. They're not something to be looking at.
They're not something to wonder regarding. Oh,
right. So elders and beasts and lamps. Now, what would the lampshades represent?
Lampstands. They're not lampshades.
Yeah, okay. So are they?
Now, that sounded cheeky, but you really meant shades because the light from the lampstands, many times humans try to shade to make them not such a strong light.
So what is a lampstand? Is it just a light on a stand?
It's like it's a candlestick, a bunch of candlesticks on a stand.
So when they talk about the seven candlesticks, they're talking about the lampstands.
That's right, Bob.
So they look like candles?
Groupings of candles, yeah.
We know them as candlesticks, not lampstands. These are the seven candlesticks.
Well, the candlesticks you sit on a table. These would sit on a floor and give you light, luminous amount.
And each, there's seven of them?
Yes.
And each one has more than one candle per se?
Yes. Every dynamic of those lampstands talks. went through that.
I know. I don't remember. I'm just asking again. We're running up the flagpole again. I mean, we might say something different.
How many? We're not going to say something different unless you want to redo.
No. I just want to know. Like, you told me about the elders, and you told me about the bears. I finally got focused enough to ask what they are. What do the lampstands represent?
The different degrees of the layers of heaven that you allow your light to so shine regarding.
Okay, so as opposed to the beast, which is another kind of different degrees of, I don't know, environment. I mean, you gave me a definition, but I don't know what it is.
Then go back and re-listen to the session.
No. I'm trying to find out what you did just say. Just even what you did say, what does it mean? I know people don't get it. They're always never getting it. They're
not as bad. Why are you going to get it now?
Well, I make the effort. But marvel at how we don't get it.
I'm not listening the first time.
No, I do listen. I don't think we agreed. I mean, I have your words. We're trying to figure out what your words refer to. I definitely got the elders are psychological archetypes. The beasts are sociological. They're environments. They're more tend to environments more than wise individuals you might have, which is the elders. Yeah, the beasts represent environments that you interact with.
And so you have to gauge in regarding.
On my chart, I've got the list of psychological states. That's the elders. Same meaning, psychological states of wisdom. And then there's the more environmental, social, society statements. That'd be beasts. And society is a beast. You don't have to engage with it. If you engage with it, you get roughed up a lot by it.
Isn't it fun, though, that you have the 24 elders and the beast around the same altar?
They're aspects of what make up a person.
Very good. Those relegations are appropriately.
So then the candles would be representing your relationship to other than this world conditions. Spiritual states.
Multi-world condition.
Multi-world. See, I don't think it's ever been said before. I bet you maybe it's there, but nobody's pinned it down to be able to say it. You know, if Bob gets it, we got it. I can actually say, I would disagree with my words, but I can say the elders represent psychological states of social achievement. The beasts represent social conditions, like which party is in power, so to speak. You know, which collective is the pleasure party's power. And then there's the other world. Other worlds is the lampshades, lampstands, the candlesticks. Now, was there anything else around the throne? That was it, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Now, that's really clear.
Good.
And no one's ever figured that out, have they?
We have.
Well, the people who have said that, they don't need to figure this out. It's not an issue.
And it doesn't apply.
You say we. Yeah, you guys. Well, you wrote this. You created this. I say that I wrote the Bible, and I mean by that, that the state of inspiration the writers were in was in contact with the super-knowing, like not Ion.
It was their non-physical period.
Which Ion represents. So we agree that this were archetypes of the elders. You could find wise people in other worlds. You could find elders in other worlds.
We're not talking about elders in other worlds. We're talking about elders around the throne. When you come into your place.
Right, but I'm trying to compare. The candlesticks represent other worlds around their throne.
Apparently. No, it does not. Who said that?
You were saying the lampstands represent multiple worlds.
No, we didn't. We said lampstands represent the light that shines through your world in your place on the throne, ascended. And if you'll read what the different lampstands were representing, it told you explicitly, detail by detail, what those lights were.
So all three artifacts are part of this world?
Yes.
So if we've got the society cultural machines as the beast, and then the psychological charisma image as the elders, what in this world of the how you shine your light? How you,
Bob, and each individual lampstand represented a different light shining a different way. It told what those lights represented, or exposed, or enlightened.
Wouldn't that be a trinity? Physical, mind?
That's what we said.
The elders would be labyrinth of mind, the beast would be physical, and the lamps...
No, we didn't go through all that. No.
Why wouldn't that apply?
Because it's not appropriate to comply in the merging together. You're not trying to merge the lampstands, the beast, and the elders
relevant images.
Exactly. But they're important as you're in your place of becoming.
As you form your rules and overlay new rules, you have images.
That's right. And that's why that's in the first book of the Bible of the Revelation. That's right.
Images are conduits.
That's what you use to get yourself all hooked up with yourself.
The first three chapters have these laid out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All the religions came from the Emerald Tablets. The same dynamic were set up. But what was interesting about the West, it was going to become this weird, strange empire and dominate the world for a couple thousand years.
And it did.
And that is what interested John. That involves what we call media, the printing press and subsequent environments that led to America being this unique place. That was the difference. Did McClellan become aware of that factor of it?
He hit it, and he was on to something. He just didn't know what he was on to because of his limited vocabulary.
What I'm thinking is what he didn't get to, but he certainly was getting close because he just didn't have the time or he didn't have the input from Ion to get that extra detachment or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, because even the success that he got was a crapshoot to him.
See, that's where the McClellan part to me is really important about the Revelation. You seem to be agreeing that the reason John and Nostradamus did their thing is that there was something different in history which would paradoxically imprison everybody and allow everybody to get to the point of making the choice. That was the good news, was to wrap up the world into a prison through electronic media. And then the choice would be there. Is that, would you say that's part of what the meaning of the apocalypse or Armageddon is?
Well, sort of, yeah. Okay.
Well, it comes to this point. Words create. I used to call that the private civil consciousness. I said media don't affect the private civil consciousness. In your terms, that is better defined as media don't affect words. They do affect the environments of previous media languages.
Certainly.
But not the power of words.
Good, 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 good.
You see, the Emerald Tablets or any early religions told the truth about the power of your words, if the teachers taught that. That's all they could teach. That's the only truth there is, the power of your words. But there was this collective accumulation through the manuscript and then the printing press, newspaper and television and all that dynamic. That's what John saw. That's something different coming down the pike. I can see it. That is what they were intrigued by?
It was indeed.
And that's what McLuhan half stumbled on. Did Joyce stumble on that? Because he's got a lot of Bible stuff mixed in there.
Well, but his world was all gauged in the dogma of the moment, which is what he used in the storyline. Otherwise, no one would have embraced the wake anyway.
He actually was getting mixed up about how words create, but the media effects were confusing him.
Of course.
Then McLuhan teased them apart. He says, okay, I'll write about media as languages, but it's not the word thing, the word truth. Keep that secret to myself. And Joyce, he got mixed up in an earlier phase. And then in this situation with Ion, which is the completing point, they didn't have access to Ion, which I always, you know, like you say, I cheated. I had access to non-physical. That does help us right at this point to clarify this.
Of course.
I say to people that Ion has come around and acknowledges McClellan a little more, but he wouldn't in the first 6 to 8 months because we had to get Ion's point before we could drop back to the secondary point of languages and McClellan's significance in that part of our knowledge.
Well, okay, yes,
yeah. So, Ion, when you can play with humans, you can play with words, but you note that our words are created by words. We refer to media images, you know, Lady Gaga. We refer to the languages. We talk about the languages on cash flow with the proviso that your words, personally for you, nothing to do with the language issues of media dynamics. You're trying to also say you create your own reality, and that's your more basic power. That's your real power, is what you do with your words.
Good.
McLuhan said that Beelzebub, his crime was, his sin was he mixed up language with his mind. So the mind would be the word-creating thing, symbolically, and language would be public things. You find that people get mixed up with public stuff and concerned about it, try to think about it, and then Ayan says, no, don't even think about it. I heard one of these people on tailgate saying, you know, I don't watch the news anymore, and we discussed it earlier, and they don't recognize the fatty communion. But they want to make power of themselves, but they're not sure what words to use because they have it mixed up with media languages, which they have been conditioned by.
And that's the difference between power and authority.
So languages is authority. In a sense, it's the authority world. Words are the world of power.
Good.
And authority can be impactful, to impact you, not just because it's somebody yelling at you, whereas a gun, just engaging with automobiles and television, those media dynamics are other kinds of authority, aren't they?
They would be.
Well, there is a good development on that. I can work with that.